With KSJD Local News, I'm Gail Binkley. Charging that the Bears Ears Intertribal Coalition is being manipulated by environmentalists, a Utah legislator has persuaded the State Constitutional Defense Council, a state's rights group, to ask Utah's Attorney General to probe ties between the tribes and the nonprofits. The Salt Lake Tribune reports that Mike Knoll of CNAB said outside interests have influenced the Intertribal Coalition to ask President Obama to create a 1.9 million acre national monument in San Juan County. The Intertribal Coalition includes the Navajo, Ute Mountain Ute, Zuni, Hopi, and Uinta Ouray Ute tribes. The Tribune says the lone Democrat on the council insisted there be an investigation of groups opposing Bears Ears as well. Meanwhile, the Cortez Journal reports that members of the Ute Mountain Ute tribe voiced support for the monument proposal at a community meeting in Toyoak Thursday. And in other news, rangers with Arches National Park are dismayed over the appearance of deeply carved graffiti in a red rock formation known as Frame Arch. The Associated Press reports the markings are 5 to 6 feet across and include writings with names and messages. Park Superintendent Kate Cannon reportedly said erasing or minimizing the etchings will be difficult. The announcement comes as concern grows about increasing vandalism in national parks across the country. With KSJD, I'm Gail Binkley.